angele, non lo contendere, non li metangere, non lo contendere. Stolen hearts in my happy home, traded love for jealousy. Quiet children, leave me alone. You're just like your father down to the bone. Now I'm living in a navy land, crossing miles and miles of sand. No more ancient tales for me. Tell the truth for all. No lime tangere, no lo contendere. No lime tangere, no lo contendere. Take the secret to your grave. Personality. They will not listen, they cannot talk. The child is mine to the death wall. The message comes in loud and clear. If you're gonna be yourself,
ooh. You might as well admit it.
Your mind is working overtime.
Whirling ever faster.
Towards a natural disaster. Career, computer, furniture.
Alarms, gates, security.
Plants, sofas, new bookshelves.
Cabinets, pillows, full-length mirrors.
Reorder.
Redecorate.
Refurbish.
Rearrange the pieces of my pie.
Or mind.
The American dream I woke up in and could not sleep again. You eat too much. You drink too much.
The sugar takes its toll.
Must exercise.
Must pay the bills.
Must work it to the bone.
You sleep so long.
Hair is all wrong. Must get it cut today.
Sick and aging.
My mind is raging.
And insomniac again.
Come back with us to the middle of the road.
It's safe with the house, the garage, the dog.
Lost in the middle of the road, you kept your things fenced in.
fragility of our minds.
I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of myself. 'Cause I'm one too.
Thank you.
that she stay in your wife. I go this way. Sanity is just out of
Army forces buried alive scores of Iraqi soldiers in their trenches in the early hours of the Allied ground attack that ended the Persian Gulf War, Army commanders said this week. The deaths took place during the operation in which American M1A1 tanks of the 1st Infantry Division cut lanes through a 10-mile-wide stretch of barbed wire, minefields, bunkers, and trenches north of the Iraqi-Saudi Arabian border on February 24th as the Allied ground offensive unfolded. Army officials said the Iraqi soldiers who died remained in their trenches as plow-equipped tanks dumped tons of earth and sand onto them, filling the trenches to ensure that they could not be used as cover from which to fire on Allied units that were poised to pour through the gaps. The Army said it knew the operation would kill Iraqis who did not surrender or otherwise get in the way, but said the tactics spared the lives of American soldiers who would have had to leave the safety of their armored vehicles fight Iraqi troops hand-to-hand in the trenches. People somehow have the notion that burying guys alive is nastier than blowing them up with hand grenades or sticking them in guts with bayonets, said Colonel Long Maggart. Well, it's not. Colonel Maggart, commander of one of two brigades that led assaults on a key line of Iraqi defenses, said in a telephone interview from Fort Riley, Kansas, that between 80 and 250 Iraqis had been buried alive. Army officials said the 1st Infantry's experiences had been the only incidents of live burials during the war. At a news conference here on Thursday, the Pentagon spokesman Pete Williams defended the tactic and said it did not violate the Geneva Conventions on the conduct of warfare. I don't mean to be flippant, but there is no nice way to kill somebody in war, Mr. Williams said. The Pentagon has provided no official estimate of Iraq's overall casualties. The Defense Intelligence Agency issued a heavily qualified analysis in June, estimating that 100,000 Iraqis had been killed and 300,000 wounded in the war, but said the figures had a 50% margin of error. For those Iraqi soldiers who continued to resist from outside the trenches, Bradley fighting vehicles equipped with heavy machine guns and 25-millimeter cannons drove alongside the plow tanks, Colonel Maggart said. The Iraqi soldiers that were killed in this process were those that chose to stay in the trenches or behind obstacles and fight during the breaching operation, Mr. Williams said. But neither Colonel Maggart nor Mr. Williams said how they could be sure that wounded Iraqi soldiers had been able to get out of the trenches in time.
Their conversations cigars. Run for your love, boys. It's dangerous to swallow the light. Good for your country. Martyrdom will fill us with pride.
She said that crap. No, I wasn't born. This is my ass. My sweat started pouring. This is my soul. I was actually being caught. Paying the gang on child support. Then I got beat. I'm not giving up the money. What I need to do is keep the bitch in the closet. And now, see, I'm thinking to myself, God, did I bang it? Now I'm in the closet looking for the hanger. See, myself, why did I bang it? Now I'm in the closet looking for the hanger.
tonight show's shit.
sight of heroes come to set us free.
There's gonna come a savior. He's gonna make the headlines. He'll make the Nielsen soar. There's gonna come a savior. He'll slay the dragon. He's gonna make that big time score. Chances have increased, the charms to soothe the ever savage beast. There's gonna come a savior, he's gonna make it all right. He'll open every door. There's gonna come a savior, and it'll be like heaven, the one that you've been waiting for. Consider this one downtime. No signs from ships anchored out at sea. No sight of heroes come to set us free.
We interrupt this program for a special report. The American Dream was officially announced destroyed tonight. It was reportedly shattered by hate, racism, inequality, religious divisions, enormous greed, and neglect. President George Bush professed to be shocked by the news. A few people cried, most shrugged, and one or two thought, I'll still get my piece of the pie. now we return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a wandering child, alone in the world. Shadows of a prodigal son, who holds the rainbow, puts the stars in the sky. When loneliness strikes, traces of my life all undone. So where do we start? Take the key to my heart. Take the key to my heart.